Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here. Catch up right
here. Claire and Dane's podcast.
Now, we're talking about weddings, as per usual. My wedding is coming up. It's in, I don't know how many months
less
now.
Less than a year.
Yeah, less than a year. But before the wedding is the hen's night
weekend. Oh, yeah. Let your head out. Woo!
Yeah. So I'm looking at doing a hen's weekend.
Okay.
Right? Because everyone's kind of everywhere, and so it'd be nice to have a few days with them.
It seems to be all the rage now, too. One day's out the window. It's all about day of activities, stay somewhere, recover the next day with a nice breakfast or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm looking at doing something. I was looking at Sydney, but it's so super expensive to do anything in Sydney.
Okay.
You know, if I'm looking at a hotel, you're looking at like $2,000 for 8 people to stay for 2 nights.
And it's the type of thing, too, that people like to go away for as well.
Yeah.
So have you searched locally for stuff that's available here?
That's it. I know that there are so many beautiful places around here. There's so many beautiful wineries, different events on at different times of year as well. I'm probably looking a bit too far ahead. I'm looking February next year.
Right,
so I may not be able to get a lot of the local stuff yet.
Yep.
But if you have had a locally, I want to know what you've done or what you've done in your hen's night generally anyway.
Because you're actually organising it at this stage.
Well,
not your maid of honour, which my understanding is that the person who's in charge of that, the maid of honour or best man or whoever's organised, should be doing it, shouldn't they?
She is technically.
Oh, good.
She's technically doing it.
Oh, great.
I just want to keep on top of it, make sure it gets sorted.
Gotcha.
I know it's months away, but a lot of the time you've got to book accommodation beforehand.
Yeah, of course.
Around here, probably not as soon, but if I was going to do it in Sydney, I'd pretty much have to book now.
Yeah, right.
So I want to know, though, what did you do for your hen's night? Did you have it around here? Like, what great places are there? The Riverina is so rich with so many different things.
Yes.
What did you do around here?
I've got an idea.
Yes.
No, I'll tell you what, after this song, I've just had a light bulb moment.
No. Cindy sent us a message on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, what'd she say?
Mystery bus tours are the best.
Okay.
She said she had a lingerie party stripper local pub type thing.
Lovely.
She said it was 23 years ago.
Doesn't matter, Cindy.
But by the sounds of it, Cindy, it was a great night.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, I just wanted to know what was happening. Now, you have some sort of light bulb moment, don't you?
I've had a light bulb moment.
Yeah.
This is really exciting.
Mm.
So, you know how I'm your official floral designer for your wedding?
Yes,
I have already made you the cat bouquet, the world famous cat bouquet.
Yeah.
And that is going to be shown somewhere at your wedding next March.
The male bathrooms,
no, the centerpiece of your head table. That's where it's going to be.
We'll talk about that closer to the date.
I'm going to add another feather to my cap.
Okay.
I am going to take over. I'm going to plan your hen's party.
Sorry, what?
I will plan your hen's party.
How about
I plan your hen's party? Yes, you're welcome.
How about we do a listener hen's party?
Can I plan that?
You can plan that. Hey, Dane.
Yes?
I've got a question to ask you.
Okay.
Will you be my listener hen's party man of honour?
Claire, I thought you'd never ask. I would be honoured to be your man of honour.
Let's do it.
Yes! So, are you saying I have full creative control, not only of the flowers on your wedding day, but also of a listener hen's party for you?
Yes. We'll do it around the Riverina.
Yes.
We'll have to figure out what
local.
We're going to do.
No, you'll have to
figure it out. I won't be involved.
Leave it all to me.
Okay.
Oh, this is excellent. I've got to get on the phone immediately. I've got to start calling some places. I know a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy that can do sand. I know a good sand guy.
Okay, well, Dane, all I have to say is if it's anything like my cat flower bouquet.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Oh, yeah.
This is really exciting, everyone. I'm so honoured. Dean McCarthy.
Joining us live from LA again, I believe.
Yes.
Dino.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Yes, I'm back in LA, back from the Billboard Music Awards, back in sunny LA. Loving it.
Yes, great, mate. Now, it was a huge Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas. You, of course, were not only on the red carpet, but you're also backstage, mate. Give us everything.
Okay, let's talk about what you saw on TV. Cher rocking the stage, Celine Dion rocking the stage, Drake winning 13 awards. That is a new record. But you know what? All the juice happened backstage. Let me talk about the diva of divas. You know Camila Cabello from Fifth Harmony? You know who that is?
Yes.
The girl left?
Yeah, yeah.
She's a diva.
Is she? What does she do?
Yeah. Well, this is what happened. So she's backstage and we're all there lined up. Like they basically put a few of us press in like a little line and we talk to the winners, right? She wouldn't talk to anyone. She, like, buried her head, walked past all of us as if, like, as if we were, like, randoms on the street. It was the most bizarre thing. It's just kind of diva-ish, which I didn't like at all. And then you've got, like, Celine Dion, who comes backstage, talks to all of us.
Oh.
She put her hand on my face.
Oh, Dino!
Like, what?
Oh, Dino!
I know. She caressed my face. Celine Dion. If you go to my Instagram, Mr. D McCarthy, you'll see her do a shout-out to Australia. I mean, she was divine.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, mate, I've heard rumours that you were drinking on the job.
Yes, I was. Okay, let me tell you. I don't normally drink on the job, but this case I had to P. Diddy, as in Diddy, the guy, the billionaire, he made me do a tequila shot before he let me interview him.
What?
So, I'm backstage with Diddy doing tequilas and all his cool entourage, and they're so cool, and I'm so not cool, but they are very, very cool. And we're doing shots, and then I did an interview, and it really was, I think, maybe the highlight of my life. Next level, highlight.
Oh, well, okay, Dino, you got to rate these. Celine Dion caressing your face or doing shots with P. Puff Daddy Diddy Combs? What's higher? I'm putting you on the spot. What's higher?
Well, you know what? I mean, Celine Dion even looking at me is like gay Christmas. So my face. It was like next level. I would have to say Celine.
Oh, excellent. You can catch everything from D. McCarthy at the Billboard Awards at hit.com.au under the Scoopla tab, mate. I can't wait to chat with you more tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
See
Dean
you,
McCarthy there. What an amazing gig that guy's got.
I know, right? Flies all over the world.
I'm gunning for his job. Do you reckon I could do it?
Is that why you asked him about his manager before?
Yeah, it is. Claire.
Yes.
I'm having some issues at home at the moment.
What's wrong?
I just wanted to bring it up. I thought it'd be safe to bring it up here with you. So me and my girlfriend, we went to the Gold Coast for a week. That was fantastic. We've been home for a week, but there's been someone else living in our house.
What do you mean there's been someone else living at your house?
We have a mice.
Someone or something.
We have a mice. That's right. We got home.
A mouse.
A mouse. Yes, correct. Thank you.
No problem.
We have a mouse, and we went to get something out of the cupboard the other day, and we found the inevitable signs of nibbly holes and flour everywhere. We just went, oh, are you kidding? Went to a big shop. We hadn't located the mouse. Went and did a big shop, our weekly shop there at Woolies, Long Banner Avenue, and took everything home, packed everything away. Next morning, nibble holes in all our freshly bought stuff.
No.
And it's still currently at large.
Right. Okay. So there's only, are you sure it's only one?
Well, yes. The girlfriend actually 2 days ago was in the cupboard. She lifted up a tray and saw it. It was like a deer in a headlight. So it got caught. And she's like, she freaked out a bit and then closed the cupboard. So we know where it is. Whether or not it can escape or not is a different thing.
Probably.
But we need to, we're worried about putting bait out because we have a dog and B, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to die somewhere and it's going to smell. We'd rather do a trap because it's quick, it's fast, and we know exactly then where the mouse is.
Yep. No, that's
so fair having enough. Some serious issues at home at the moment.
This morning when I got up, I heard this crash bang in my kitchen.
Well, you let your cat sleep inside though, so that's normal, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't normally hear crash bangs. They're normally pretty calm.
Yeah.
There is Bubba up on the bench trying to catch, I'm assuming it was a mouse behind like the kettle and the fruit bowl and stuff. So he's trying to get his paws in there.
Right.
Yes. Now we've had a few mice inside. We have one that was behind the
TV cabinet, stove.
Yes. But the cats tend to get them and take them outside.
Right.
And then leave them to their own devices out there. Okay. But I have, like, we've had an issue, but we haven't had an issue because we have cats.
So you're lucky. Can we borrow Bubba or Amber and just take everything out of our cupboard? We'll put them in that cupboard for a little bit and they'll catch the mouse. Is that
look,
okay?
I can't guarantee Bubba would be any good at it.
Right.
So I'll give you Amber.
Okay, sweet. Maybe not. That's probably not the best thing to do. But there are mouse traps. Have you put mouse traps out?
No, because I've got cats. I'm scared.
Oh, okay. Well, I can put some mouse traps out because it's in the cupboard.
Yeah.
So what I know on 13, 12, 16, what's the best food? Because I hear
a
lot.
Just like the little catchback mouse
yes,
traps?
Yes, yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
One of the ones you pull back, they step on it, bang.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, what's the best food to put on those? I've heard a lot of different things. There's a lot of different stories, a lot of different techniques. Diane, 13, 12, 16, has gotten involved in the show this morning. Thank you so much, Diane. And what's the best food for a mouse trap?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how you get a cotton stick?
Yes.
Yeah, well, put the cotton stick in the peanut butter and then put it on the mouse trap.
Right.
And just wrap it around the mouse trap and put a little bit in the middle.
And do you swear by peanut butter? Do you do nothing else?
I swear by peanut butter.
Right.
I swear by peanut butter.
Why is that, do you think, Diane? Why do they love peanut butter so much?
I don't know, but I've got mice here because I live on a farm and we've got wheat. And we put our baits outside, but we get often one inside.
Yeah, right.
And I've got a cat inside, but it's only kitten, so it doesn't do anything.
What, crunchy or smooth? Do they have a preference?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But we eat smooth, so... It must be.
Hey, Diane, thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
All right, tick peanut butter. We'll give that a red hot crack this afternoon. Or I'll set a trap when I get home then.
Okay. Also, Ned on Facebook said peanut butter as well. So it looks like peanut butter is the thing that we just didn't know about.
All right, sweet. I'll
that. Yeah, see, I'm thinking about getting those little, you know, the enclosed traps?
Ah, yes. They
walk in, close up. Peanut butter in that instead.
Okay, nice. Well, you gotta get rid of them because there's poop everywhere and I just don't trust. We've washed everything in that cupboard as well.
I don't think they've gotten our cupboard bench. Yet. Fingers
that's good. Fingers crossed they don't. If not, just throw your cat in there after and see what happens.
They love the cupboards.
What's your favourite eau de toilette, your favourite scent?
Fiancé Sam recently, with a few hints, bought me Delta by Delta Goodrum.
And you like it?
I love it.
Great. Where do you spray it?
Well, it depends. I've made the mistake of spraying it under my arms after a shower before.
Ooh,
don't
that would
do
sting.
That, especially if you've just shaved.
Yeah, right. Where do you normally spray it then?
Probably wrists, neck. And maybe once on the chest.
Oh, and
just
with your clothes on?
Yeah,
or,
just okay, like a quick spray.
A general waft.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Okay.
Incorrect.
How should I be spraying my perfume?
Well, look.
Says the guy who doesn't wear perfume.
I don't wear perfume, but I do wear scents after when I go out. Yes, I do. Get this. That's all incorrect. And do you remember a while ago we spoke to a friend of mine, Stickers?
He sprayed on his ankles.
He sprayed a scent on his ankles, right?
Yeah.
It turns out he's actually semi-correct.
What? No.
And besides that, we'll get to that in a moment. I just wanted to preface that. The place you should be applying your perfume is actually your belly button.
Why the hell would I do that?
Okay. Yes. Very hard to believe. But experts claim dabbing a few drops of fragrance on your navel can take your favourite fragrances to the next level. Okay, now this is Stephen Classy, a senior perfumer at a fragrance company.
Right, yeah.
Said any area on your body that radiates heat is going to enhance a scent, and your belly button does exactly that.
Or under your arms or your neck.
So since the pulse points of your body radiate heat, these spots tend to be optimal places to apply perfume. Now, so obviously the pulse point on your belly button generates a lot more heat than those on your wrists or neck, making it the perfect place to stash your favorite scent. But that's not the only place. If you don't want to do that, they also say behind your elbows, behind your knees are also best places to spray your scent. And then get this, feet and ankles, because applying to these parts of your body helps waft the scent into the air as you walk around. Well, it doesn't matter. It's going to waft around. So Stickers, who we laid into and made an absolute joke out of, was actually correct.
I don't know. I don't believe.
You don't believe
no,
that?
No, people for years, centuries, have been putting it on their neck and their
wrists. Perhaps they've been doing it wrong for centuries.
Their pulse points too.
But not as much heat though. I'm going to try it.
I reckon your neck is probably, what are you going to do, spray it between your legs where it's quite warm as well?
No, just the belly button. That's a bit crazy.
Oh, that's crazy. Belly button's not.
Belly button. No, I think belly button's more normal than anything else.
You enjoy spraying it at your belly button. I'm going to continue spraying my neck.
Sure, if you want to smell
I'm
nice.
I'm short enough in the first place. The only people who can smell it from my navel is probably going to be some dogs.